Thank you. Good evening, everyone. It is Tuesday, January 25th, 2022, and this is a regular assembly meeting of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska. It's 7 p.m. Kim, would you please call? Oh, sorry. Let's start with the Pledge of Allegiance. And tonight, the pledge will be led by Assemblymember Bob Dalrymple.
Thanks, Steve. I pledge allegiance to the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thanks, Bob. There are no ceremonial matters tonight. And Kim, would you please call the roll?
Yes. Assembly members David Powell.
Here.
Morrison.
Here.
Gilbert.
Here.
Ryan Howe.
Here.
DeBoard.
Here.
Dalrymple.
Here.
And Mayor Prasanka.
And I'm here as well. Item three, persons to be heard. Section WMC 3.05.040 states that the chair may call to order any person who is breaching the peace or being disorderly by speaking without recognition or engaging in booing or catcalls, speaking vulgarities, name calling, personal attacks, or engaging in other conduct which is determined by the chair to be disruptive of the meeting. Any person so disturbing a meeting of the assembly may be removed or barred from further attendance at the meeting unless permission to return or remain is granted by a majority vote of the assembly. Kim, do we have anyone to speak at the meeting tonight?
No, Mr. Mayor, I have nobody who signed up.
Thank you very much. Is there anyone present in the Zoom meeting who would like to be heard tonight? And I am not hearing anyone. Is there any amendments to the agenda? Assemblymember Dalrymple?
I don't know if this is where I would make this, but I would like to move. We started with this expanded consent agenda. Approved that just last meeting, I think. And there's some items on here, I think, that I would like move to unfinished business. I think they go beyond just routine business.
So that'll be done. Go ahead.
Actually, Bob, Assemblymember Dalrymple, what I'll do is get you to move them at item six under consent agenda, if that's all right with you.
Yep.
Okay. Item five, conflicts of interest. Does any assembly member have a conflict with interest with any agenda item? Hearing none. Item six, Bob, here's your spot. Consent agenda. Okay. Is there a motion or anyone want to move any items down to regular business?
Steve, I would like to, thank you. I would like to move resolutions B and C to the unfinished business section, as I think that they deserve individual discussion and vote.
Thank you. Assemblymember Dalrymple wants to move item B and C down to, so Kim, we'd be moving those down to new business, correct?
To unfinished business, Mr. Mayor.
Unfinished business, okay, down unfinished business. We'll do that, please. Thank you. So those will be coming out of the consent agenda and moving down to unfinished business. Anybody else, anything you want to move from the consent agenda? Hearing none, is there a motion on the consent agenda?
I move that we approve the consent agenda absent those two items.
Perfect. Thank you. It's been moved. Do we have a second? Seconded by, was that Morrison? Sorry, Anne, I think you're muted.
Yes, I'll second it.
Okay, seconded. Pat, moved by Gilbert, seconded by Morrison. Any discussion? Hearing none, poll vote, please, Kim.
Yes, Assembly Members Morrison.
Yes.
Gilbert.
Yes.
David Powell.
Yes.
DeBoard.
Yes.
Dalrymple.
Yes.
Ryan Howe.
Yes.
And Mayor Prasanka.
Yes. If you just bear with me while I make a note on the moving of item B and C to new business. Okay, so that will be, Kim, just for the record, that will now be item B will be item D, C, and item C will be item D. under new business. Thank you.
It's unfinished business.
Unfinished business.
Sorry, unfinished business. I keep messing that up. I apologize. Let's move on to Borough Manager's Report. Jeff, what do you have for us tonight?
Good evening. Just a couple things. So I want to pass one thing real quick while I have it. We got a public notice that went out tonight with a water line break. So the water will be shut off just past Zamovia, beginning on the south side of Wood Street, Alpine, Minimar to the end of 6 Mile on tomorrow at 9 a.m. until we can get the water main fixed. So just kind of wanted to get that out there. And then some other things as well I'd like to pass. Our electric bills went out this month, and they're going to be a little bit higher this month for a couple of reasons. The temperatures were really cold for the last building cycle. And then as a result of some of the work being done to generator one and the icy road conditions, the meter read took an extra week. So it's actually an extra week's worth of energy used. So they will be higher. This bill does not include the new rates. So even though they're higher, it doesn't include the new rates. Those new rates will start the next billing cycle because those started on the 20th. Speaking of some work done to the generator, the backup generator work has been completed on generator one, and it is back to full operation. So now we have generator one, two, three, and four that are back up. We received some census information from the state of Alaska, and our population was determined to be 2,096. That's 2,096. The last census that was taken in 2010 was 2,369. The little update on the windstorm that we attended the applicant's brief, and we'll be working with the state of Alaska over the next several months on some of the reimbursement for the damage for the windstorm. The applicant's brief just kind of went over some of the things that kind of the items that we're allowed to claim and what we're not allowed to claim. So we had to have that brief first. Now we'll start going through and itemizing the things that we're allowed to claim and then work with the state on getting that done. And then I did receive some information from the Federal Highway Administration, and they're developing an electric vehicle charging program, and it's mainly for the road system, kind of from Wasilla up to Fairbanks through Talkeetna. I think it's on that road there. But what they are requesting is some along some of the corridors, such as the Alaska Highway System, whether some of those communities and we were included, or whether we wanted to be included in with that, to ask for funding for that. So if we wanted to have something down by the Marine Center or somewhere else, there is a contribution to that. But I can move forward with it and start that process, but it's mainly meant for the interior. I just didn't know kind of what the interest was in that, whether we wanted to kind of move forward with that or just kind of let that pass for now.
Is that a question right now, Jeff?
Kind of a question.
It's a little bit tough to sort of just open it up during your report.
I would just say that, and I can bring it up, like we can have it at another discussion as well.
Could you please put it in the next packet for a discussion item and basically put in the pros and cons of it? What does it involve? What's the commitment from the, maybe look into that, you know, obviously the electrification of vehicles is a coming thing. And, you know, just so that we can make it kind of more informed decision on that.
Right. Yeah. And also what the electrical demand on it as well, considering some of our electrical needs that we have. That's definitely a concern. Kind of the last thing, and it's kind of what we've been putting out for the last week and a half, 2 weeks, is that funding from our CARES program, which funded some of our positions, including management of our websites, that's all ended. And so we're still kind of working through some of the remaining FEMA money, but it's mainly on the audit side. And so as we start moving forward with how we maintain COVID, how we maintain that communication, we are taking down the dedicated COVID website, and we're moving all of that information to our Wrangell website. And it's more just so that we're trying to get to a sustainable point, because we don't have some of those positions that we're kind of running some of that information. The information will still, most of the information will still be there as far as our daily count and then the 7-day average, and then all of the links that were on the previous website. We just don't have the personnel anymore, and we're not gonna be able to fund the personnel to continue to maintain a lot of the stuff we were doing. So just kind of getting to more sustainable point. And that was all I had, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. Any questions for Jeff tonight? The question I have for you, Jeff, is regarding census. So with the decrease in numbers, almost 300 people in the community, what impact is that going to have on federal funding and our ability on some of the grants and so on that we received in the past? I also, you know, we had had some discussions about attempting, because the census was taken in the middle of the pandemic, and we know that we don't believe that number is true, and we do believe this is going to have a 10-year impact in the community. Have we followed up? What are our chances? I know this is across Southeast. I've spoken to other mayors in Haines, Ketchikan, Petersburg. We're all concerned about it. What are we doing?
It's a two-step process. Like, if you want to try to go through and refute what the census data was, it's kind of there's two different ways to do it, and it's going to be expensive to do it if we want to try to go after it. Just because we have to have kind of an outside group come in and actually kind of redo the census. And there's two different ways to do it. And it's kind of spelled out. And I can get that document to the assembly members as well, as far as what it says on how we would have to do it. But it is a kind of a long process to do that. As far as some of the impacts it has, I think it, you know, definitely will impact some of our funding that we do get based on our numbers of people that we have. I don't know what the exact numbers of how that's going to impact us yet. So we'll kind of have to figure that out.
My understanding is it will impact our schools potentially as well. And that I think it's something we want to really go in with our eyes wide open and not just sort of go, oh, well, who cares if they count us or not. So I'd really like to have a report in the next meeting about what the impact looks like and what the remedies are to try and fix it, just so that if we decide not to do anything, we know what we're, you know, we'll be long gone as those impacts are felt, but it'd be nice to know.
Yeah, and it spells out the process here if we want to do it. So we'll definitely look into it and see what it will take and what the costs are associated with it and the timeline and then the impacts.
Perfect, thank you. All right. Borough Clerk's file, Kim.
So other than what's in my report, I don't have a lot. I did just want to touch kind of on what the borough manager was talking about. So we did discontinue using the COVID webpage that we had up, but we are still using on our website. When somebody clicks on our website, the COVID-19 resource page, and that has the links that were provided in the other page and some of the information and all of the news releases with the cases and such. So I just wanted to clarify that a little bit. And then other than what's in my report, I don't have anything. I've just been working on records and transferring and setting things for destruction and all that good stuff. So fun stuff.
Great. Thanks, Kim. Okay, Mayor and Assembly business. Does anybody have any business to report tonight? Assembly Member Dalrymple. Bob, I think you're on mute there.
Sorry. Just take the opportunity here, I guess, to comment. The district ranger, last time he visited us in a work session last year, he invited us to participate in an environmental analysis for recreation, I guess, projects. And I'm guessing that's probably over the next 5 years or so. And I would just recommend that we take him up on that and somehow that the borough engages as part of that IDT. We could be a cooperating agency on that. And I think we would have a lot to bring to that, especially in the economic assets of these recreation facilities. And also that might help get a little better public involvement over here in Wrangell, involving those projects.
Excellent. Bob, could I ask that you get with Jeff and we formalize that process to ensure that we have representation?
Okay.
Thank you. Anyone else reports? Ann, please go ahead.
It's not really a report. It's just I read an article and I forwarded it to Carol about the work that's being done for search for the bodies up at Kamloops. And that has started in Canada and they have not found a single one. So it was just a point of interest. A lot of money being spent, but they haven't found anything.
Okay. Thanks, Ed. I just wanted to make a comment tonight on the derelict vessels in our harbors. Recently, the V sunk, which is unfortunately our vessel, the city's vessel. And I think the guys were doing the best they could to stay on top of it. You know, we inherited that vessel and it went down when the snow loads were heavy. And my understanding is it cost the taxpayers $20,000 to skid it over towards the grid. I went over and looked at it the other day and it's not out of the water yet. It's still in the water. And we've already spent 20 grand just to skid it over to get it close to getting it out. And I don't know how much more it's going to cost us, but more. And we got a bunch of those vessels sitting down there, ready to go down. Some we own, some other people own. And harbor patrons are going to pay to clean up those messes. And I think it's unfair. And I think it's time that the city and the harbor come up with a plan to take care of derelict vessels. And Assemblymember Powell and I were talking about it, and he is under the same impression I was, that your vessel had to leave the harbor once a year and tootle around under its own steam and prove that it was still worthy of the sea and come back in and tie up. But that is not the case, I guess. I was talking to Steve Miller, and he said that was removed. But we've got to do something because we've got a whole bunch of junk tied up at our docks. And some of it we own and we don't have the space to pull it. And we really have to come up with a solution to this because we have a bunch of disasters waiting to happen. And if each one costs us 30, 40, 50 grand, that's going to get passed on to the consumer. And that really sucks. The second thing is derelict vessels in our parking lots at the harbors.
Yes.
People have trucks that they're just storing crap in and they're just sitting there doing nothing. And I really would like to see us come up with a plan for dealing with those too. So I asked the city manager, I know you participated in, I was speaking to one of the harbor commissioners and he said you came out of nowhere the other night in the meeting and you were listening in. And they encourage you to get with Steve and let's get a damn plan together and deal with this once and for all. I know it's an issue across the state. Let's get creative and get this taken care of in our harbors, because I know, people are not going to be happy if we have to start raising the moorage to cover off people's junk. And that's all it is junk down there. So, all right, that's all I have to say on that. Okay, so there's no item 10, mayor and assembly appointments. There is none. Public hearings. There is none. Unfinished business. There is some. Item A, resolution number 61 01221661 of the assembly of the city and borough of Wrangell, Alaska, amending the fiscal year 2022 budget, transferring $1,107,269 from the multiple accounts of the to the water treatment plant capital expenses account in the water fund and appropriating American Rescue Plan Act funds. Do we have a motion?
Move to approve resolution number 01-22-1661.
It's been moved. Second. Do we have a second?
Gilbert
seconded and Powell made the motion. Jeff, do you want to bring us up to speed on this one, please?
Yes, Mr. Mayor. So this is the money we're going to need to be able to start the design work for the water treatment plant. And this is part of the first phase of the water treatment plant. And it's a requirement from the USDA and kind of stipulation for the grant funding extension that we've asked for. Their funding is due to expire in a year and a half, and we've requested a one-year extension for that funding to try to make up the difference of $3.8 million. So EDA currently is a year in advance. So basically by moving USDA back a year, that lines it up with EDA, gets all of our funding together. This design work here, this is actually for the design for Dow Engineers, and it's the funding for that to be able to approve the design work, which is a stipulation from USDA.
Okay, discussion. Anne.
I forgot to lower my hand, excuse me.
Okay, so you're out. Anyone else?
Are you going to talk about our concerns we talked about, Steve, and let people know what our concerns were?
Yeah, you can do it or I can do it. Your choice, David.
You go ahead.
Okay. Well, Assemblymember Powell and I talked about this fairly extensively. And our concerns revolve around the lending of money from the general fund to a enterprise fund, and not just the water, any enterprise fund. And as we had just an excellent presentation at 6 o'clock from Mason about our various funds. And one of the things that he impressed upon us was that enterprise funds are to their businesses, and they're to take, they're to make money, that, and to be able to produce CapEx and take care of their infrastructure and things that they need to do to generate profits. Your general fund funds things that don't make money, like your police department and your fire department, and the general fund does things that, you know, sort of for the good of the public, that doesn't make money. And so when you start pulling money from that sort of what I call the public pot, the community chest, and you're giving it over to the enterprise funds, I believe that money, it can be lent, that's fine, but that it should come along with an interest rate to as a part of that. And the other thing that Mason impressed upon us, which I thought was also excellent, is that it's not something that should happen all the time. It should be something that is, you know, a once in a blue moon kind of thing, because you can drain down your general fund pretty quickly. So I'm not opposed to this. And I will also say that after a discussion with Jeff today, I had a little bit better insight into why we need to make this happen and happen fairly quickly. And I'm all for that. I get it. We need to get this engineering done, and we need to show good faith effort that we're moving forward to our funders and to the loans people. And I'm all good with that. But I would just like to see that there is some type of interest applied to this. Interestingly, there's also the opportunity that this could get paid back by another funding source, and that's great. And so, you know, we're putting, you know, we're risking our capital on this project to ourselves, but we're risking capital. And when you risk capital, there should be a return to that as well. So I just believe we, the water fund, all of our enterprise funds are businesses. They should be treated like a business. And we should have some type of interest rate. I'm not going to propose what that should be, but I just think that's what we should be looking at. Patty?
Yes, the investment committee did discuss this, and we were thinking about bringing forth a policy in our code to address this very situation. And it would be something that it would be a certain percentage below the prevailing rate. But we could take this $385,000 out of the reserves, but then we have to remember we may have a problem with the ozone generators. We never got the part B of that story yet. If we need to invest money to shore up those ozone generators and the air compressors and so forth. So I don't know the status of that, but I feel comfortable borrowing from the general fund. Enterprise funds should act like a business. Businesses do on occasion have to borrow money. I would rather that they borrow from our general fund, but I agree with you, it should be at an interest rate. And then on the other flip side, the reserve funds of our enterprise entities, if we have the ability to invest those funds so that they can get a return on that money, we should also do that and, you know, plow that money back into that fund, that enterprise fund. So those are some of the things that we're talking about in the investment committee.
Anyone else comments?
I'd just like to say, you know, I don't know how many people watch the work session, and Mason did a really good job on what it might cost us later on down the road and where our rates should be at. I don't know if we want to share that right now, or it is public in our work session. If someone wants to look at it, they can. But I was really pleased with that in the work session, because it let people know what this is going to cost us. And in actuality, it's far less than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, I'm happy to comment on that if you want, Mr. Mayor.
Yeah, sure, go ahead. I think, let me just think for a second here. Yeah, go ahead, Mason, keep it brief. I don't want to lose track of where we're at on this particular topic, though, okay? I don't want to diverge off of this topic.
Yep, I'll be really quick. So residential rates are currently, which is the predominant rate that we assess the water sales off of, is $47.15 a month for basically unlimited water and unmetered. Taking out a $3.8 million loan, as is depicted in your guys' water treatment plant funding overview, at an interest rate of 2.625%, that is going to cost the users to keep our margins exactly how they are right now, $57.06 for residential unmetered. So it'll be an increase of just less than $10. And when you consider rates elsewhere in the U.S., I mean, that's still pretty low for a limited water source. So, just that point. And then also the point that the USDA is going to require rates to be at 1.5% of household medium income here in the city of Wrangell, which is just above $50,000. That rate is 62.99. That'll be the rate that we have to be at within 2 years of project completion. So just to kind of give you a projection of where we'll be.
Yeah, I think, again, I want to be really clear. My point is not that I have any problem with the expenditure on this part of the project, none whatsoever. And I don't want us to lose our funding because it's delayed. I just really want to make the point that I don't want to be in the habit of lending businesses interest-free money out of our community chest. That's my point. And so even if on this particular one, we do this one-off and it keeps the project rolling, because I know, Jeff, you mentioned today that that's kind of, we knew this, that this meeting, it's important that we walk away from this meeting with this in the bag, correct?
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
So I don't want anything to mess up our funding package, because this is a very attractive funding package for this community. And I'm very pleased with this rate. I mean, we can't do anything if somebody forces us to raise our rate up to a certain level to reach a certain threshold. That is what it is. But I think, you know, I just want to make it clear that we need to take care of that community chest. So if all of a sudden the line department wants a loan of $5 million, we need to have a policy in place that says yes, but this is what we're going to ask you in return. Mm-hmm. Okay, anybody else? Any other questions on that? Ann.
I don't really have a question. I just want to reiterate that we had discussed this in the investment committee, and that's, we are in a place where we have no choice but to do this.
Right.
And I've heard from several community members questioning when we were going to get this done. It's only been how many years?
Right.
So anyhow.
Okay. Any other comments? So we'll move forward, and Jeff, we'll expect something from the investment committee then that you could get back on the agenda for us in the next little bit here, because I'm sure we're going to be seeing more of this moving forward. So that'd be great. If at this time we can't do anything with an interest rate, I understand. If the investment committee, you know, if this is codified and we can't do anything about it, I think, you know, as far as Powell and I were concerned, we just wanted it stated. So Bob, you had asked this to be moved down. Does that meet your concerns about this item?
Yeah, Steve, my only real concern was that it was being lumped as a routine matter.
It's perfect.
Quite a bit of money and a significant advancement for where we need to go.
I think there were several folks that felt the same way. You just beat us all to the punch. So thank you. All right. I don't see any other hands up. So Kim, would you please call the roll?
Yes, Mr. Mayor. Assembly members Gilbert?
Yes.
Ryan Howe?
Yes.
DeBoard?
Yes.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
David Powell?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
And Mayor Prasanka?
Yes, item 12B, resolution number 0122-1662 of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, authorizing the conveyance of public lands, lot 6A, block 61, amended industrial park subdivision 3, plat number 2001-7, as replatted per Woodbury Industrial Replat Zoned Industrial to Brett Woodbury and Mike Matney.
Move to approve resolution number 01-22-1662.
Moved by Gilbert.
Second. By David.
Do we have a second?
Second by Powell.
Seconded by Powell. Jeff, or I'm not sure if we have anyone else on to speak to this, Amber? I'm not sure who else would be speaking to it. Jeff, do you want to lead us through it?
I can, yeah. I didn't see Carol on here. But correct. So this was this plot was surveyed to get an account for how much it was, and it's in the industrial park. So this will be sold at the surveyed amount. So to Brett Woodbury and Mike Matney, based on their percentages of that lot.
Okay. Any questions from the assembly? All right. I'm not seeing any. Kim, would you call the roll, please?
Yes. Assembly members Morrison?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
David Powell?
Yes.
DeBoard?
Yes.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
Ryan Howe?
Yes.
And Mayor Prasanka.
Yes. Okay, so that gets us through unfinished business. New business, item 13A, approval to hire Jeffrey Good as the new borough manager and to approve the borough manager's contract as presented.
Move
Move to approve the hiring of Jeffrey Good as the new borough manager and to approve the borough manager's contract as presented.
Second.
So it's Lufa Gilbert. I'm not sure who seconded him. How? We'll give it to How. I think he was in there. Great. Ryan, thank you. So we're not going to vote on this, Kim, right? Correct? Till we come out of executive session.
So I'd like to I'd like to request that an assembly member make a motion to table the motion.
Thank you.
Move to table item 13A until after the executive session.
Thank you, second. Assembly Member Gilbert.
Second.
Do we have a second? Seconded Morrison. Thank you. And so do we have any discussion?
Vote.
Hearing none, poll vote, please.
Yes. Assembly members, David Powell?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Ryan Howe?
Yes.
DeBoard?
Yes.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
And Mayor Prasanka.
Yes. Item 13B, new business approval of the professional service agreement with Dow for design services for the water treatment plant in the amount of $1,107,269.
What? Move to approve the professional services agreement with Dow for the design services for the water treatment plant in the amount of $1,107,269.
Moved by Gilbert.
Second by Powell.
Seconded by Powell. Thank you. Any discussion? Assemblymember Gilbert.
Yeah. With the Dow contract, I think their amount was $1.557 million. And I wondered why the discrepancy.
So this is just for the design portion. So this gets us up through the bidding process. So if you look on the actual contract, it's through 3A. Okay. Once it's actually awarded, we'll know what the price is at that point to move into construction. The rest of that cost is for construction management. So that's managing all of the submittals and some of the project management on the administrative side for the rest of the project. So that's not on the design side.
Okay. And so then they said that they could provide a qualified RPR if we request, but are we going to not contract with Dow for an on-site inspector?
We'll have to negotiate that portion of it once we get the contracts back and understand what the cost is for construction and then try to negotiate some of those costs.
Okay. And then is that the same thing with this control panel programming that we would consider that at a later date?
Correct. Right. After the award of the construction contract.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Okay. Anyone else? Any other questions? Hearing none, poll vote, please, Kim.
Yes. Assembly members Morrison?
Yes.
Ryan Howe?
Yes.
DeBoard?
Yes.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
David Powell?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
And Mayor Prasanka.
Yes, item 14, attorney's files available for assembly review in the borough clerk's office. Item 15, executive session A, executive session discussion on proposed borough manager's contract.
We have to scroll.
I was going to say, Jeff. I'm sorry, you're so close, buddy.
For a lack of emotion.
Came down to this. I couldn't scroll. Okay, well, with that, we'll move on, I guess.
I move pursuant to Alaska Statutes 44.62.320C2 that we recess into executive session to discuss matters that may tend to prejudice the reputation and character of any person, specifically to discuss the borough manager's proposed contract.
Second.
Moved by Gilbert. Do we have a second?
Second. Morrison.
Seconded by Morrison. Any discussion? Hearing none, poll vote please, Kim.
Yes, Assembly Members Gilbert.
Yes.
David Powell.
Yes.
DeBoard.
Yes.
Dalrymple.
Yes.
Ryan Howe.
Yes.
Morrison.
Yes.
And Mayor Pasanka.
Yes. Hey, just a parliamentary procedure note here, Kim. Can we go through both executive sessions and then roll through into the second while we're in executive session, or do we need to come out to roll into the second?
You can. You can go ahead and take action on both of these now, and then you can just roll with it.
Thank you. Item B, executive session, meet with the borough attorney to receive advice about how the assembly and its members will avoid legal liability by not violating separations of powers doctrine and discuss goal setting with borough manager.
I move to go into executive session with the borough attorney and the borough manager to receive advice about how the assembly and its members might avoid legal liability by not violating the separation of powers doctrine and to discuss setting goals with the manager to be used in future performance evaluations.
It's been moved. We have a second.
Morrison, second.
Seconded by Morrison. Any discussion? Hearing none. Poll vote, please, Kim.
Yes. Assembly members Dalrymple?
Yes.
David Powell?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Ryan Howe?
Yes.
DeBoard?
Yes.
And Mayor Pasanka.
Yes, and with that, we will recess into executive session at 7:40 p.m. Does everybody have Kim's executive session Zoom link? Does anybody need her to resend it? Okay, thank you. We'll see you in the Zoom room. Jeff, we'll get you to hold off here in the first one, and I'll let you know when we're ready for the second one. And Kim, would you please let Mr. Levesque know that we'll get you to, or someone to give him a call when we're ready for him in our second one. Thank you very much, everybody. Awesome.